All right, everybody, so you may be seated right now. We all love each other. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We all love each other. So that always feels good. Say hi to everybody. I'm always like, I don't know what to do, like, to get you guys to sit down. I could take suggestions, like, should I just start singing a song? Or just, I will enter his gates, you know, or, yeah, something to get you guys to sit down, but, you know, it's good to be in the house of God today. So before I begin, you know what is something I've noticed? Is like, I like to, like, look at things, and I like to, like, take little things out of things and use it, like, in a sermon. Like, things that don't matter at all, that you would never think about, like, it goes through my mind when I'm, like, trying to write like a sermon or think about the word, how it can affect my life. So for example, anyone has ever seen like action movies? Like whether it's Fast and the Furious, Avengers, any kind of Bruce Willis, Jason Statham movie or The Rock or whatever kind of action movie? Have you noticed, and this is something that I noticed that it just blew my mind away. Have you ever noticed that what happens in the movie happens within like a certain amount of days? Like and you don't really think about it. So, like, for example, like, Sunday, bad guy decides he's going to be bad. Monday, he turns himself in. Tuesday, he tries to figure out how to escape. Wednesday, he escapes, everyone freaks out. Thursday, he's taken already over half of Berlin. Friday, they find him, and they take him out, and then the credits roll, right? And it's like, Saturday, I assume they go home and they rest. But, you know, and then everything happens within a week. And that's what I've noticed. So next time you watch a movie, an action movie, notice how many days happen within that. So you think it feels like months. No, it's actually a couple days that everything happens. The world ends in like 3 days, and then it rebuilds itself in like two. So that's something that I've noticed, right? But the reason I bring that up is because I noticed one thing, and this is something that I've noticed, is like it's the time, right? I took time out of that and how they try to exaggerate the time of events. And I started thinking about just time in general and how time is so precious, and how short time really is, and how no matter how rich you are, no matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're big, you're skinny, whatever, time doesn't stop for anybody, and we can never get back that amount of time. There was a quote that I was reading, and it says, "As short as life is, we make life even shorter by the careless waste of time." So if we are careless with our time, we make life even shorter than that. And I was talking to my cousin Israel, and we were interested in like the time events, and he was showing me articles about it, how there are millionaires who are trying to build time machines, literal time machines right now, where they can go back in time, and they're trying to like preserve time where they can go forward and go back, and they're spending millions and millions of dollars on these machines to try to go back to what they were and how they could fix their mistakes. And it's like, time doesn't stop for anybody, and yet that's something that is so, we assume that we have so much of it. We assume that it's going to be here, but we don't know if we'll be there. It will be here, but we might not be here. And when I think about time, I think about how quickly time has gone. One of the things I was into the sermons on the website. If you haven't listened, we have all the sermons on the website about every different topic. One of the sermons I listened to was actually Chilo's. Chilo's preached, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but Chilo preached in January of 2016. And he talked about being ready, being prepared, right? And the reason I remember this is because during the middle of his sermon, he was talking, and then all of a sudden he's like, I think he forgot like an important note. And he asked Jake, oh, Jake, you know, bring me that important note. And Jake gets up in the middle of the sermon and go bring him that note. And I probably laughed more than I should have. But I remember that time because I remember how it made me feel. I remember I was like, this is just too funny. I don't know why, it was just real funny to me. And I think back at that time, and that was almost 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Chilo preached in January of 2016. And here we are almost 2 years later. And yet I can remember that vividly. I can remember the things that he said. I can remember how he made me laugh and how that made me feel. And I think, like, man, it feels like it was yesterday. But how quickly time has gone. And so the Bible verse, the scripture that Ethan read, it's talking about, do not look at what's unseen. But we rather we should look at the things that are seen. Because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And yet we try to grasp so much onto the things that are seen. We try to hold on to it. We try to hold on to it with our eyes because, or with our hands. And we never know if it could be taken away from us. See, the thing that I've really come to, as I get older, and has really been weighing on my heart, is that if you take a look, right, as I get older, I realize time is more precious. You know that today, someone didn't wake up today. And though we may not hear it, we may not see it, we may not feel it because it hasn't affected of us, somebody today died. Someone today lost their parents. Someone today lost a child. Someone today lost a brother or a sister. And though we may not see it or hear it or feel it, that person is probably wishing they can go back in time and relive those moments. Go back in time where they can do things correctly, where we would have avoided those arguments. We would have avoided the things that hurt us. We would have avoided these things and we would have held on to this time. But that's something that ran through my mind. Because it's like, at any moment, this can be taken away from us if we don't start using our time wisely. If we don't use our time wisely, time can go in an instant. Brother Noah, how long have you been married, brother?
30 years.
30 years. How many? 27. Close to 30. Now, how fast has that time gone? Do you remember when you got married? Do you remember your honeymoon? Do you remember what you guys did after that? But you remember how quickly that time, does it feel like it was just yesterday, if you think about it? But I can imagine how quickly time has gone. You see, and so that's something that we can't get back. You see, though, so when I think about time, and we think about the things that happen to us, whether we go through trials or things. See, one verse in Psalms 115:3, it says, "Our God is in the heaven and does whatever he pleases." And so we may look at today and you may, I don't know what everyone's situation is. Maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe this is just me assuming, just throwing out thoughts. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage. Maybe you're having a bad day. Maybe yesterday was a bad day. Maybe you're just struggling today. But understand that everything you go through, everything you do is for a reason. And God puts things in our lives because he can. He can do whatever he wants. And though it may not seem fair and just to us, he can do whatever he wants. He is in the heaven and he does whatever he pleases. So today, God can take away any one of us today. Did you tell the person that is next to you that you love him today? Because you're not promised that we're going to be here at the basketball game tonight. Did you wake up today and you held your loved ones today? Because today you might not see them in a couple hours, and that's the truth. For it says tomorrow is never promised. In Psalms 90 verse 12, it's a prayer of Moses, and he says, "Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Teach us to number our days. Every day you live is an experience. Every day you live is for you to learn, to get something from today. No day is ever wasted. I can't sit here and say that yesterday was wasted. I have to look at it as a positive that I learned something. I gained something from yesterday. And I may not see it yesterday, but I'll probably see it today or tomorrow if I look back at it. And so what are you doing with your time? What are we doing with our time? In Psalms 39:4-5, this is a Psalm of David. He says, "Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath." So David is acknowledging how short life is. He's acknowledging that the creator of this universe gives us such a limited amount of time to do something great, to do something for him. So what are you doing with your time right now? What are you doing with your time right now? See, one of the things that I like to talk about with Alex, because he and I, we grew up, I don't want to say we grew up together, but we have very similar things in common. And one of the things we like to talk about is how we, you know, how we were in 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade in high school, right? And it's very similar to us. And we think, and we start talking about the future and the past and what's going on in our lives. And though it feels like it was forever ago, reality, it wasn't that long ago that we were in 6th, 7th grade, but it feels like forever ago. And I acknowledge that if I could do something different, I would, but I didn't. I don't know how he feels. How do you feel? Would you do something different? Do a couple of things different. But we can't go back to that time. We can only focus on right now, here, today, moving forward, so that we don't look back in a year and say, I wasted this time. I wasted this day. One of the things that I also look back, right? So I wake up in the morning, right? A lot of you know that I really enjoy fitness, right? And so a month and a half ago, I was talking to my cousin Julie, and we were looking at old pictures. And I woke up in the morning one day, and I looked at myself in the mirror, right? And I was like, man, I do not like the way I look today. I don't know. I got some fat right here. I got a little bit of lower chest fat, and I didn't like the way I looked. And that was in October. It was October 28th, exactly, that I looked in the mirror, and I said, all right, I'm going to make a change today. And so I started eating healthier. I started running a little bit. I started lifting heavier weight. And in a month's time, I noticed that my strength increased. I noticed that I lost the love handles. I noticed that I did stuff that would help me get to where I am right now. And I feel a lot better. But that wouldn't have happened a month and a half ago. Think about where you were a month and a half ago. Let's say, for example, I don't know anyone's thoughts. Again, me just throwing them thoughts out there. Maybe you're not happy with the way you look right now. Maybe you don't like the way you feel. Maybe you don't like the way that you look. You look at yourself in the mirror. I don't like this about me. Right? Well, think about if you would have started a month ago, how much progress you would have made today, where you would be at right now. Let's say you start today, right? You say, I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to do something today that's going to affect me in December, because you realize how short time is. How much progress do you think you can make in a month if you start today? Where do you think you could be at in a month if you actually try today? A lot of us say, I always hear, people want it. People want things. They want to do it, but they don't want to put the work in today. A quote that I read that really hit me. It says, if it's important to you, you'll make time. If it's not, you'll find an excuse. And that goes not just with fitness, but with everything. If someone's important to you, you'll make time for them. If they're not, you'll make an excuse to avoid them. If you want to lose weight, for example, you'll make time to work out. You're not busy 24/7. You're not busy every minute of every day. If it's important to you, you'll make time for it. If it's not, you'll find an excuse not to eat healthy, not to run, not to do any of that. That's just the way that I see it. That's the way that I looked at it. And that's when I began my change. And anyone can do it. Anyone, any one of you can do something today that can affect you in a year, in a year and a half, no matter your mistakes. Let's say you dropped out of school. Maybe you dropped out of college. Maybe you don't like your job, whatever. You have the opportunity today to make a difference. But it has to start today. You have to do it today. In James, if you turn your Bibles with me to James 4, chapter 4, starting with verse 13, going through 15. In James chapter 4, starting with verse 13. In James 4, chapter 4, verse 13, it says, come now, who say today or tomorrow we will go such and such city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin. How many of us has assumed we're going to be there again? We're going to go to this place next week. I'm going to be here next year. But we don't even live for today. We don't focus on today. We don't bother to make our relationship with Christ stronger today. We assume we're going to be there. We assume we're going to get there. We assume that we're going to be somewhere that we may not even be. But it doesn't start if we don't start today. How much stronger do you think I would be spiritually if I read one chapter a day, every day for the next month? How much more of my Bible will I know? How much spiritually stronger do you think I could get? It's not going to happen in a month if I don't read. right? If I tell you, if I read a chapter today, and I read another one tomorrow, and then another one tomorrow, and then another one tomorrow, how much stronger do you think I could get by just reading one chapter a day? I'm not going to be stronger than I am today if I don't read all week and I don't pray all week. I'm going to be less stronger. I'm going to lose faith. So it has to start today. You have to get stronger today. You have to choose to do something today to get stronger today. Because tomorrow is not promised. The question that I always think about of Larry says, if you die tonight, would you be in the kingdom? And that's only a question that you can answer. If you die today, because tomorrow's not promised, would you be in the kingdom? It's a simple answer, yes or no. There's no maybe. I don't know. You do know. Everyone knows. I knew. I know. I know I will be in the kingdom because I try to live my life according to Scripture. I'm not perfect. I'm not better than anybody. I don't judge anybody. I don't say, I'm better than you, I'm better than you. No. I focus on myself and what God, because it's on an individual basis. Each and every one of you are on your walk. Everyone, some are ahead of others, some are not. But you're on your own walk. And if you start today, you choose, I'm going to get stronger to Jesus. Forget my mistakes, God. Forget my pride and my ego. Forget what I've done the last 10, 20, whatever, how many years. I'm going to start today. I'm going to choose to get stronger to you, to get stronger for you today. How much stronger do you think you could be in a week? A week's going to go by quick. See, we're already in December. It's going to be winter break. Then we're going to be in the new year. 3 months is going to come ahead. It's going to be March. Kids are going to be on spring break. Before you know it, they're on summer break. Before you know it, 6 months in, we're at summer. What have you done within this last 6 months to help you get stronger today? To help you get stronger? You're not going to be stronger than you are right now if you don't partake in it today, if you don't do something today. You're going to be exactly where you are today in 6 months. What are you doing today to help you get there? You don't want to remain in the same place. Again, whether it's career choices, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your relationships, whether it's spiritually, if you don't start acting today, you're not going to be where you want to be in a couple months. And it's with anything in life. So what should we be doing with our time? Well, in Proverbs 6, 9 through 11, it says we shouldn't be lazy with our time. We shouldn't be lazy. We shouldn't procrastinate. In Matthew 25, 34 through 46, it says we should be helping people with our time. We should be helping people with our time. If you turn your Bibles with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We're going to start with chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting with verse 1. It says, to everything there is a season, a time, for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. And I read this verse, these couple verses, I think about, and I defer to each and every one of you who are parents. See, I'm not a parent of myself, but I hope one day to be a parent. Because I imagine my time, how I'm going to spend my time with my kids, with my children, how I'm going to try to cherish them and try to give them everything that they can. And as a parent, I can imagine it must be joyful to do that, right? Right? Or you want to give me your kids now and be like, here, take them. See, I was watching a comedy show, right? And it was funny, this guy was this comedian who was like, he talked about being a parent, and he's like, oh, kid, you know what the best part of having kids is? Not being around your kids. He's like, you know what, he's like, if you leave your kids for an hour, and you go outside, you're like, man, are we in the Bahamas? And you're just outside your door. But that's what it feels like when you're not around your kids. And I'm like, that can't be right. Like, I imagine it being nice being with your kids. I imagine it being great. And some of you probably look at me like, here, you want to have my kid for an hour, for a day? And then you tell me. But I can imagine when I read these verses how I'm going to spend my time with my kids. I can imagine that. I can imagine what I'm going to be doing with my kids. But I can only try and give my kids what they can if I prepare right now. If I want them to have a good life, if I want them to have a good school, to go to school, if I want to try to give them, I need to start working now. I need to start preparing right now, not tomorrow. Not next year, not next week, because I might not be alive next year. And that's the truth. I need to start right now, today. And that's with everything in life. Start today. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to throw away, a time to tear. A time to sue, a time to keep silence. A time to speak, a time to love. A time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. If you go down to verse 14, it says that I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. God does it that men should fear before him, that which he has already been, and what he has to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Moreover, I say under the sun, in the place of judgment, wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, iniquity was there. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. God's going to judge us based on our actions. What are we doing today? What are we doing today to get closer to Christ? See, in Matthew, it talks about helping people, how we should need to help people. Does anyone know what the second greatest commandment is? The second greatest commandment. Does anyone know what that is? Love your neighbor as yourself. Have you loved anyone today? Did you love anyone yesterday? What are you doing today to love somebody? Or are we doing anything at all? We need to start today. Start acting today. Start acting right now. See, King Solomon, who was the wisest, it says he was the wisest. He was the richest and the wisest. Yet, he still had his folly. Because in 1 Kings 11:4, it says he turned his heart after other gods, after his wives had convinced him otherwise. The wisest man turned his heart after other gods. But if you turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, starting with verse 13, listen to what King Solomon says. He says, let us hear, in verse chapter 13, chapter 12, in chapter 12, verse 13, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's will. For God will bring every good work, every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. Everything we do today, God is going to bring into judgment. He's going to judge us on what we're doing today. No one's going to be there with us when it's he and I one-on-one. So what are we doing today? What can you say? God, look at what I did today. Look what I started today and kept on going because I wanted to get closer to you. Again, no matter what your goal is, whether it's go to school, lose weight, whatever, change jobs, do something. You're never too old to do something. Time doesn't have an age limit. I don't like the phrase when I hear people say, I'm too old to do this. No, you're not. You're not too old to do anything. You can do whatever you want. You know what's funny to me? I'll tell you something very interesting. You know that there are individuals today, and I kid you not, there are individuals today who retired in their 50s, right? In their 50s, never picked up a dumbbell, never worked out ever in their life, and they started working out. And you know what they do for a living now? They compete in bodybuilding shows. And you know how much money they make for first place? Between $15,000 and $18,000. That's ridiculous. That's mind-blowing to me. And these people have never worked out a day in their life, never worked out in decades. And yet they're some of the most fittest people on earth in their 60s. And that's crazy to me. Because I hear a lot of times, I'm too old to do this. I'm too old. You're not too old. You can do whatever you want today with the help of God. Whatever you want to put your mind to, if God is at the center, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. In Proverbs 16:3, it says, commit to the Lord in whatever you do and your plans will succeed. Commit to God in whatever you do and you will succeed. But you have to commit to him first. So let's start today. Let's act today. What are we doing today, church? What are we doing today? Thank you. God bless.